Hi, and welcome to One World Pod. Brought to you from the group One World Many Paths, located on Reflection Island in the virtual world of Second Life. Join our group and participate in online events.
Tonight, it looks like our discussion is going to be about grounding the new energies coming in and the fact that a lot of the holidays seem to be syncing up with each other for the first time in many, many years. So, when this happens, we've got to take a look at it. Some of us who are sensitive might be feeling this more than other people, but I have a feeling that everybody is going to be experiencing this to some extent. And as I talk to people online and in real life, I realize that yes, it's true, a lot of people are experiencing this in their own way. It just tends to be the sensitive types that are hit the hardest by this, so to speak, as in trying to get your real life together when your energetic and spiritual life is going all kind of shifty and wonky. Wonky is a technical term meaning all messed up. Flux. It's not really messed up, it's actually just fluxing, it's just shifting. And so basically, those of us who are sensitive are probably going to be really feeling this year and for the next few years due to the huge energy shifts taking place in the world. We just will not be able to avoid that from time to time. We can become more comfortable with it, but as far as avoiding it, I don't think there is any way to completely avoid the effects of it. Because if we could avoid it, then we'd be out of this temporal reality. But whatever is shifting wouldn't shift, and we'd kind of be in trouble. Okay, so basically, Narenia is saying, the tarot that has come up for me lately is temperance, 1 foot on the land, 1 foot in the water, partly in the past, partly in the future, and pausing in the balance between. It is that balance that is so important. And I would agree, we are in a shift period. We're an in-between period. These times are never completely comfortable. No matter how used to change you might get, you have to adjust, adjust, adjust. And that means you have to stop, take some time out, feel what's going on. And sometimes you have to consciously readjust. For those of us who don't have this problem, boy, I really applaud you. Seems to me that in my life, being sensitive has always made things a little harder for me. Has just made life a little harder. Duncan says, I may feel the energy more in 2012 because of the Chinese zodiac sign that it will be for that year, which will be what? Dragon? Yeah, how did I guess? How did I manage to guess that 2012 will be the year of the dragon? Well, it just makes sense, doesn't it? Dragons being old and wise and magical and all of this stuff so due to be shifting in 2012. So, we have to get ready for this. The year of the tiger, I'm told this is the metal tiger. I expect a rock revival. All the metal bands should be doing really good this year. So, you know, headbangers, get ready. The Metal Tiger, that's probably going to be the name of a band, you know, Metal Tiger. Anyway, it would be a good band name, wouldn't it? So, if we have something from our past, we seem to be dredging up our past, trying to, and I've discussed this before with people, individuals, trying to reconcile our past so that we can step fearlessly into the future. And fearlessly is important because we really don't want to bring fear with us into the future. As much as possible, we want to leave it behind because we have really thoroughly chewed that over, if you think about it. Fear on this planet will probably reach an all-time high before that happens because we seem to be experiencing the same sorts of things our forefathers used to do when they wanted somebody, for instance, to quit smoking. You take the kid, you found your kid smoking, you take him out and make him smoke like dozens of cigarettes until he got so sick he puked his guts out and decided he never wanted to smoke again. So basically, I think what we're going to get is fear ladled on us to such an extent that we either have to stop struggling and give it up, or basically, you know, well, I think basically we will choose to stop struggling and give it up. That is probably what's going on. And once we set this aside, then we have the opportunity for so many new things. And Narini says that's why we need to work on grounding. And Orson is laughing, and Narini nods in agreement and says there are issues of fear. The group mind is awakening to itself, continuing the process that is catalyzed by the twin towers being brought down. And actually, interesting that the twin towers were brought down, and of course a lot of Lord of the Rings fans will see parallels. Even after, you know, and really, we do not see ourselves as the evil empire, but there are people around the world who do think that we are. And for a while we were, actually. You know, we were not behaving in a manner consistent with what we say our values are as a nation. And Narini says, the awakening continues, the unknown is frightening. Orson says, I'm finding that I'm happier after distancing from a person who was immersed in fear and projected it too much. Orson says, I'm a water rabbit, incidentally. He's a water rabbit, possibly the one that attacked, who was it? Which president got attacked by a rabbit while he was out duck hunting? You gotta watch those water rabbits. Okay, I'm kidding, Orson. I'm totally kidding.
I'm easily spooked.
Yeah, rabbit is definitely a sign that is a prey for almost everything. Almost everything likes bite a bunny.
But in Western astrology, I'm a Leo. Nice mix, huh?
In Western astrology, you're what?
A Leo.
A Leo? Interesting.
Right on for Leos. I'm one, too.
Narenia says this new aspect of ourselves is unknown and can be frightening. Duncan says he's an earth monkey. The being and knowing of the group mind. Go ahead and ramble a bit if you'd like.
Okay, I was just saying that, yes, there are some issues of fear because the group mind is awakening to itself, and you read that. And this is just a continuation of the process that was catalyzed by the Twin Towers being brought down. And if there's a Lord of the Rings correlation there, I'm not, you know, it's not connecting readily in my mind. I never really could watch that movie all the way through. I only know one set of Twin Towers, and the ones that were in New York. So coming into that awareness is kind of a frightening thing for people, and they feel this great huge entity, and they don't realize that it's themselves, and they get scared, and then that puts more fear into the group mind, which just comes back again.
I'm also having another strange side effect on SL. For some reason, a translator is on, and I must have hit some button. And so I'm seeing how some words get translated by this thing, and I found out that my nickname, Vampy with an I, either means skirt or tripe, and so I have changed it. Please call me Vampy with a Y from now on, because Vampy with a Y just comes up as Vampy. But Corinne,
I'm not seeing
when
it.
You said, well, okay, when Ka said, hi, Corinne, it translated as, hi, body.
I'm not seeing it. I don't see any translations happening.
I know. This is just seems to be me for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It's SL being interesting again. SL plays its own funny little tricks on us sometimes. So, anyway, interesting seeing the translations, and I am taking note of it and maybe changing a few things because of it. It's kind of interesting. Okay, now the thing is I think what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to, as I'm understanding it, as I'm getting the information or as I see it, and as you know, when I talk, when I speak of these things, I try to listen to my guides. I'm trying to translate. I am, and I shouldn't really call it trying, I am translating the best I can from the images and feelings that they're putting in my mind. Because that's the way we communicate. So basically what I'm hearing is not always words in English. What I'm hearing is really I'm seeing, feeling, and just having ideas dropped into my head at this time. Occasionally, I do get an actual channeling where I have somebody just talking through me, but most of the time I am trying to translate. I am translating what I'm getting, and I'm doing that as best I can. Sometimes there is not an exact translation. However, they are very talented, and they do help me find ways to express these ideas that are complex in simpler terms, which I'm told is one of my gifts, is that I do have the ability to express very complex and higher dimensional concepts in very earthy and understandable ways, for the most part. though it does take a certain translation process. So that's why sometimes you hear me pause. I'm translating. I am busy making sense of what I'm picking up and putting it into an understandable format. So, may give you some idea of what this process is like for me. That's why sometimes you hear me ramble until I can get what they're saying exactly. Or, you know, I'm getting better at this with time. As I do this, I am, but this is not always an exact or easy process. So, yeah, I should probably pause rather than ramble. I'll get used to that. Like I said, practice is good, because I know that there'll be a day when I'll have to do this sort of nonstop. Maybe for an hour or two, or maybe there, I don't know, it almost looks to me like there will come a time when I will be translating for very lengthy periods of time. This is to come up within the next few years. Woo, hope I'm ready for that. No, I will be ready for that. That's part of what's happening now. Okay. So we are being plugged in, so to speak, and we've asked for this. We've asked to be plugged in with the rest of the universe again. We've asked for help on this planet for quite some time. We're getting the help we asked for. Things are shifting. The Earth is getting ready to evolve, and she is evolving. And, of course, we being the life forms on the planet, we're going with her. And if you don't want to go with her, the only other choice is you discorporate. So if a lot of people are discorporating right now, it's okay. It might mean that they do not want to go through the processes and energies that will happen on the physical plane as we make this shift. This is not to say those that discorporate at this time will not go with us. It will just be different for them. There will also be some people discorporating at this time that will not reincarnate for some time, quite some time. They will rest for quite a while. I find that very interesting. Now, if you are committed to going through this shift with the Earth, you must realize there will be physical and energetic fluctuations on a large scale, and sometimes thousands of beings will be affected by this. There will be what you would consider symptoms of an illness. It's not actually an illness. It's symptoms of readjustment energetically. Manifesting or masquerading, so to speak, as an illness. So expect some new, quote-unquote, illnesses or syndromes to arise in the next few years. They're not really illnesses at all. also, those of you who need to ground, you will need to find a situation that allows you to have more of the earth element around you. This may be more difficult for some of you, but nature will help you if you ask. Nature will help you in this process. If you can be out in nature more, it will help you. There are beings who dwell in nature, in the woods, around plants, around trees, in non-men, man-encroached places. Seek them out, even if the closest thing you have is a tree. Even if you can only find one tree, seek out nature to help you at this time. Because as the earth shifts, being more in tune with the earth will make you more comfortable. Being out of phase with it will make you less comfortable. That's the advice for this time. And now it's time to go into the meditation. Please get yourself ready. Find yourself a comfortable seating and a comfortable position to be in. We recommend that your limbs be uncrossed and that you loosen any tight clothing for maximum circulation. Circulation is important of both your blood flow, your breathing, and your energy during this meditation. All right, as you're in your relaxed position, let us breathe together to clear some of our energy right now. Please breathe in fully. And as you breathe out, feel the relaxation. Allow the oxygen to help you feel more at peace. Breathe out and breathe in. And if you need to yawn, go ahead and yawn. This is good too. We oxygenate our body in order to get it comfortable, more comfortable. When we breathe too shallowly, it's not good for us. Nerenia says, please unfasten your seat belts and be aware of no smoking signs. Please secure your own mask before helping your neighbor with theirs. Yes, it does sound like we're getting ready for a flight, and indeed we are, in a way, in a manner of speaking, getting ready for a type of flight. We are about to raise our energy up a few notches. And it always does sound like I'm giving you flight instructions, and I realize that, and I think it's kind of funny because this is just the way it's coming through. And Orson says, if you're traveling with a child, put yours on before putting one on your child. If you're traveling with more than one child, pick which one you like best and help them first. Orson... Southwest flight attendant actually said that. Well, we are about to sort of take a flight, so this is okay if I sound a little like a flight attendant. I suppose. And it might be because my guides, some of them have a very ironic sense of humor, but I have an ironic sense of humor, so this makes sense. Irony. Yes, Duncan, I believe that. But we all are. There's no other way to be. There is only one. We just haven't realized that. We haven't gotten past the terrible threes when we... the terrible twos and terrible threes when we are starting to individuate and see ourselves as separate. Then later on we see ourselves as part of something again. But you must realize that human beings are sort of preschoolers. Right now, in the scheme of things, we have barely learned how to play nicely on the playground together without killing each other. As a matter of fact, we haven't quite learned that one yet. Or as my friend is apt to say, we are babies, we are toddlers. What is the first thing you learn? How to share. That you shouldn't hurt other people, it's not nice. That there are other people outside of you that require a certain amount of respect as well. Things like that. Well, our species is still learning that, I suppose. Yes, so everybody play nice. We'll do the tree meditation as usual to get us relaxed. This is to get us relaxed and into seeing our energy form more like what it is. It does actually look a bit more like a tree. It also looks more like something woven. To me, a lot of times it looks something like a woven tapestry around a person. Hard to describe. And the person themselves, the energy, when we get the flow correctly, it does sort of look like a willow tree. Or my other favorite tree, the mulberry tree, which also has fronds that come all the way to the ground. And the imagery here is the energy circulating. And we want it to circulate two different ways. We want it to circulate upwards through our crown chakra, come back down into the earth, and then back up through us on the one hand. And then we also want it to circulate the other way, down through us into the earth and back up. And in order to get this imagery, what we do is we imagine a tree. This is one of the reasons why the willow tree is such a major symbol. And also, to me personally, my personal tree is the mulberry tree, which has the added imagery of being a very abundant fruit-bearing tree. The fruit is available to all on a mulberry tree. It's very abundant, and no matter how tall or short you are, the food is available. The fruit is available because the berries grow all the way down, the fronds all the way into all the way to the ground. So see yourself in that way as your energy circulating in that way. See your roots as going down very far into the earth, and your branches is going very high in the sky. These are your energy connections, and you being the trunk in the middle. And the more of these roots, just like with a plant, and the more of these branches, the more energy you take in, and the larger they are, the better. The more can flow through. Okay? So as we do this each time, please see yourself as expanding your ability to take these energies in. So, put your roots deep in the earth and realize the earth's energy nurtures you all the time. The earth always sends energy nurturing up to you if we put our roots down in and reach for it and take it in and accept it. But we have to remember to do this sometimes because many of us have lost our natural ability to do this, our natural knowledge. So feel that and feel your branches. Don't be afraid to extend them up as far as you can. All right, relax your toes, wiggle them if you need to, and feel a warmth as you relax them. And as we do this, if you find any spots of stress or tension, please allow them to drain into the earth, allow it to drain into the earth to be recycled. She's a great recycler, and you can't hurt her in that way. She is equipped to handle that and very strong, don't worry, and very good at that. It's how the system works. So release everything, just give it to the earth. As we go, feel the warmth in your toes, your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees. Let the warmth and relaxation spread. As the circulation increases, the warmth will increase. If you have to move a little bit to get more comfortable and better circulation, please do so. This is not about staying static. This is about allowing your energy to flow. Now feel the warmth come up into your thighs, into your hips and abdomen and all of the organs in there. Allow them to be at peace and at equilibrium and balance. Let them come naturally into balance now. Allow any stress or tension unneeded to slip away from you down through your roots into the earth to be recycled into something finer. And then bring the warmth and the relaxation up into your solar plexus. And as I do this, I often move my hands to help with the movement of the energy. As I do, I have my palms facing towards my body and tend to bring my palms up over my body a few inches away to help the energy come up through and the warmth and the circulation. And if you find yourself doing this, this is fine and natural. Please continue. Don't feel you have to be still or static during this. It is okay to move. Your instincts will actually help you, and having them come back online is one of the things that we are working on at this time. So allow the energy to come up into your abdomen, up into your solar plexus, warming and invigorating that energy center, your central sun. Allow it to become energized by the process of releasing any stress or tension and letting it drain out of you to be recycled into something finer. And then bring the energy up into your chest area and relax your chest, your lungs, the muscles around your heart and your heart, so that it all works in perfect equilibrium, and allow everything to find its natural balance. Release any stress or tension to be recycled into something finer. And bring the energy up into your shoulders, and if you feel you must shrug to release, please do so, and allow that to settle in, this feeling of warmth and relaxation. And feel how good it is to get the weight of the world off your shoulders. Because many of us carry it there. Release it now. The world is capable of supporting itself. So release it and let it be recycled into something finer. And if you have a kitty cat like mine who likes to participate, it's all right to pet the kitty while you do this exercise. A moment. So within Let the relaxation, because this is about relaxing. And kitties can be very relaxing, right? So now let it come up your spine. Let the warmth come up your spine and the relaxation. Relaxing all the muscles between your vertebra, aligning them correctly and allowing the energy to flow. And feel how much better that feels, and take another deep breath and let it out and allow the stress to drain out of there too, and allow it to flow, the energy, and work in perfect equilibrium, keeping everything in line, keeping everything in balance. Then allow it to flow down into your arms, into your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers. And if you turn your palms up, you may feel a tingling. This is because the energy is starting to flow. It would be normal for you to feel a tingling or even a warmth at some point during this relaxation. This would be normal as you have chakra openings in your hands. So now bring the relaxation up into your throat, relaxing everything there and your head. And if you have to move your head a little bit, if you have to yawn and release your jaw tension, release the tension in your neck, in your jaw, around your mouth, your tongue, your cheeks, the muscles around your ears, the muscles around your eyes, your eyebrows, your forehead, your scalp, Allow the stress and tension to drain out of you, into the earth to be recycled into something finer. We finish with the scalp. Relax it all. Give it up. Give it to the earth. And if you need to sigh, go right ahead. All right. And now that you're relaxed, we can bring in the energy. It can flow more peacefully, more abundantly. Start to see the energy coming up from the earth now, the nurturing energy coming up through as if from a giant crystal below the earth, magnified many times, for that's what crystals do, is they magnify energies. And feel it coming up through you, the nurturing energy. And as you reach your branches up to the sky, let it go through you. And then the answering energy from the stars, and particularly our close one, and then some of the farther ones, and then the star at the galactic center. Feel all the energy from the stars come down through your branches, down into your trunk, down into your roots, and down into the earth again. Now let these two energies recycle themselves up and down, and every time they recycle, one coming down and through, cycling that way, the other coming up and through and cycling that way. And each time they do, they're purified and refined. And if you are sensitive, you should be feeling a shift at this time. You should be feeling pretty good right this moment. You're about to feel a little bit better, maybe quite a bit better. I'm going to call the Reiki energy, which is defined as divine love, often felt as being like sunlight or love. So in this time when we are supposed to be thinking about love, allow yourself to be loved by the divine, however you see that. And generally it feels warm. It either feels like gentle sunlight, sometimes feels a little stronger than that. All right. And as you feel the energy amp up, now I also call finally the grace energy, which is divine joy. It's ease. Grace actually has one definition that is ease of movement. So we're calling in ease. We're calling in joy. And when you are joyful, things do move easier, don't they? Things seem easier. Time flies when you're having fun. Your work does not seem so burdensome. And in fact, it can be greatly shortened the time that you must deal with it. So, allow the joy to come through you now. Let all these energies weave themselves around you into a beautiful coruscating tapestry of light. This is what you actually are. You are energy. All things are. In truth, solidity is illusionary. All things are constantly in motion. Stillness is an illusion. So allow your energy to move. And as you feel it move, you may hear tones. It might seem that your ears are ringing. This would be normal. Sometimes it sounds like that when energy moves. Sometimes you will be able to hear your blood flowing through your body when it's quiet enough and you're paying attention. Sometimes you will be able to hear energy shift because it has a vibration. And if you're paying attention, you can hear it. And if you're paying attention, you can also feel it when it shifts. So feel it and hear it. Allow yourself to pay attention. Allow yourself to feel. You might also add seeing. There may be images coming into your mind. For now, just allow them to come. They will naturally download themselves, and you can interpret them later. Right now, I ask for any messages that we need at this time to come to us. Our guides stand ready and willing to help us. And whatever your deity is, it doesn't matter, all of the higher level deities that have any interest in helping us at all have long since put aside their differences and get along together just fine. It is only us that makes problems between the different beliefs. So go ahead and accept whatever guidance you get. You can use discernment on it later. I will now give you several moments of silence for downloading of messages. All right, I do feel a shift. I think it's all been downloaded. All right. And we use the term download because you are conversant with this term. The allegorical meaning of it being very similar. Difference being, from this source, you don't have to worry about Trojans and viruses. So don't worry about that. Actually, your energy cocoon is protecting you. at this time. So the thicker you can weave it, the better you are. All right? This is one of the reasons why we want you to be present in your body. Now, for anyone who is having trouble grounding, now we ask for help in this time to be able to balance and ground these new energies that are coming in. We ask for help with that. Once again, awakening our natural instincts for this will be important. We originally know how to do this. We forget. In fact, many times we are trained away from the natural process. So allow it to return to you now. The natural instinct for balancing and grounding. Allow it to return to you and come back online.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in world and enjoy our website, dragonintuitive.com.